What about getting back to side effects with cetuximab? What's your take in terms of the dermatologic issues? What fraction of patients do you think it's a major problem?
A major problem, probably not more than 10%. I mean, people can define major in different ways, but it can be a bear of an issue when people get the acneiform nodular rash. It's terrible.
Anything that you've seen that's helpful in terms of either preventing or treating it?
Well, I think the standard treatment sometimes with the topical agents, even antibiotics, and as well as systemic antibiotics, tend to help that type of rash. Again, my own bias is that even intermittent Medrol or tapering corticosteroid doses help that rash.
You know, maybe lung cancer is starting to look a little bit like breast cancer in terms of the biologic subsetting. You know, breast cancer, you don't even think about anything until you know the HER2 and ER. And that maybe there's going to be sort of an algorithm now, a non-small cell, where you're going to look at KRAS, you're going to look at EGFR mutations, maybe FISH EGFR. You're going to look at, could they have gotten into the bevacizumab trial? You know, all these different sort of pathways based on biologic algorithms. Is that the way you see things moving?
Yes. In fact, it's already there to a certain degree in a clinical group of those who are never smoked or smoked many years ago. Of course, many of these in the past were women, but there are more and more men in this subgroup. This is a molecularly different form of lung cancer, and sort of like HER2-NU's molecularly different form of breast cancer, positive patients versus negative patients. And treatments, in my opinion, will be different for these groups. It's still evolving how they're going to be different because we need more data. But clearly, they're different entities. They're different molecular entities, and the therapies available are going to be different, and when they're applied will be different between the two groups.